I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, Hoops Handicappers? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, presented by SportsbookWire.USAToday.com. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. It's Tuesday, December 28th, and we have an eight-game slate in the NBA. I have two best bets I'm going to give you here in a second, but first, let me shout out the presenting website of this podcast, SportsbookWire.USAToday.com. We have betting breakdowns for all major sporting events, so check us out before you make a wager on your favorite sporting event. Also, all of our listeners in Colorado and New Jersey, please check out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see their website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, I went 2-0 in best bets on Monday's NBA Bet Slippin' Podcast. I hit with the Chicago Bulls at -5.5 over the Atlanta Hawks. My analysis is a little bit off. I talked about how the Atlanta Hawks were still missing Trae Young because on Sunday night, the Atlanta Hawks tweeted out that they were going to be without Trae Young, who was still in the health and safety protocols list, but apparently he passed a couple a COVID test the day of or after we had recorded our podcast. He ended up getting announced in the lineup. That line dropped from the Bulls -5.5 to the Bulls -3.5, which is where I think it closed. So we got the worst of the number, but we still cashed. The Bulls won pretty handily against the Atlanta Hawks. It's the Atlanta Hawks came out, jumped out to a roaring start. I think they were up double digits in the first quarter, but the Chicago Bulls ended up taking a double digit first half lead and putting the game away late with a double digit victory. I also got the Boston Celtics -2.5 first half line against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was actually a very fortunate play because the Boston Celtics ended up losing that game outright after covering for us in the first half money line. So good stuff for Boston. Too bad they lost, but hey, it doesn't matter to me as long as we cash our two best bets, which is what we did yesterday. So let's hope that we can keep the good momentum rolling and continue to win some money here on Tuesday, December 28th. Again, I have two best bets. The first best bet that I have is the Miami Heat -6.5 when they host the Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards are 17-16. The Miami Heat are 21-13. Washington has lost 7 of the last 10 games. They're 2-7-1 against the spread over that time. And they're after starting off really hot, there's been some regression for Washington. Obviously, winning just 3 of their last 10 is an example of said regression, but Washington is also dealing with, both teams are dealing with COVID and injury issues. Washington could be getting Bradley Beal back, but even if they do get Bradley Beal back, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. He's actually in the 48th percentile of guards and on-off net rating. He's -0.9 points per 100 possessions. However, it was announced this morning that Montrezl Harrell, Washington's backup power forward, was added to the NBA COVID list. He's in the 93rd percentile in forwards and on-off net rating at +13.2 points per game or points per 100 possessions. And he's actually playing as well, if not better, than he was in his sixth man of the year award winning year that he had for the Clippers a couple seasons ago. Also, Miami's Jimmy Butler recently returned to the lineup after missing 8 games. Jimmy Butler's third in PER, third in win shares per 48 minutes, third in box plus minus. And he's borderline an MVP candidate and an all-NBA caliber player right now. Also, this is just a much better spot for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat were actually favored 6 when this line opened, and it's getting bet up to 6.5 currently. Could get to 7 or 7.5 before tip-off, so I might act a little early if I were you, if you're going to follow me here with the Miami Heat. But the Miami Heat have covered 5 of the last 6 games at home versus teams with a winning record, while the Wizards are 6-13-1 against the spread on the road this season and 1-4-1 against the spread when being spotted between 5 to 7 points. I just you know, Jimmy Butler is probably gonna have his way against his Washington defense, which is right now I think 23rd in net rating. 23rd in net rating. And they don't really have anyone who can guard Jimmy Butler on the ball. You know, it's their best on-ball defender is KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but he's currently sidelined with COVID right now. And another missing piece for Washington, which is a big deal, is Ralu Netu. He's their backup point guard, but he's also pretty much their only point guard on their team. The current starter, Spencer Dinwiddie, but I'd argue he was more of a combo guard and more of a score-first point guard than a floor general. Miami's also missing Kyle Lowry, their floor general, but Jimmy Butler can pick up the point guard duties, point forward duties, with Kyle Lowry sidelined, and they also can run a lot of their offense through Tyler Hero when he comes off the bench. So I like Miami in the spot. I'll lay the 6.5 with Miami over the Washington Wizards. The next game that I like here is the New York Knicks, who are 15-18, visiting the 17-16 Minnesota Timberwolves. The Knicks are laying 4.5 points. It's heavily juiced, so it's probably going to get up to 5 or even 5.5 before tip-off. So I try to get on that one as soon as possible. The total is 211.5. But I like the Knicks. They're 4-2 against the spread as a road favorite this year, with a plus 4.7 ATS margin, whereas the Minnesota Timberwolves, as a home underdog, are currently 4-4 with a minus 2.9 ATS margin. In fact, just watch the New York Knicks. It's kind of a quirky thing, but they've played much better away from Madison Square Garden than at Madison Square Garden this season. In fact, the New York Knicks are 7th in net efficiency, adjusted net efficiency, and 8-7 overall on the road this season, and they have the 6th best ATS margin with a plus 2.6 spread differential. Most importantly, though, you know, Minnesota Timberwolves are missing several contributors, several starters, including Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and Jared Vanderbilt. In fact, their 5-man lineup with those 4 guys and Patrick Beverley was one of the best 5-man lineups according to cleaningtheglass.com in terms of net efficiency. So those guys all sidelined with injury significantly hurt what's going on with the Minnesota Timberwolves currently. Also, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing on the second of a back-to-back. They are 2-1 against the spread on the second of a back-to-back so far this year, so pretty good. But New York can be a tough team to play against, especially if you're undermanned, given how physical they can be and how kind of unique they play. Also, New York with a rest advantage has been a pretty profitable team, at least since the beginning of last season. Since the beginning of this last season, New York with a rest advantage is an NBA high 18-10 against the spread. with a plus 1.9 ATS margin. So Minnesota Timberwolves missing several key players, including Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, whereas the Knicks are only missing Derrick Rose and Nerlens Noel. I'll take the Knicks at minus 4.5 visiting the Minnesota Timberwolves. Those are my two best bets. I'll just give you some just general notes about the other games in the slate here. The Philadelphia 76ers are 17-16. They're visiting the 14-16 Toronto Raptors. The Toronto Raptors are getting 6.5 points. The total's 213.5. This is a game where I lean to the Raptors to cover the spread because the Raptors match up pretty well stylistically against the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia gives up a lot of fast break points and second chance points per game, and the Toronto Raptors score a lot of second chance points and fast break points per game. The Raptors like to crash the glass and get out in transition, and those are just two areas of weaknesses for the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, the Joel Embiid has struggled against Toronto throughout his career. He's averaging just 19.6 points per game in his career against the Toronto Raptors, which is more than 5 points per game fewer than his career average. He's also just shooting 41% from the field and has a minus 6 net rating. So Toronto does a pretty good job going and defending Joel Embiid, and stylistically they match up well against Philly. Also, this is been a pretty bad spot for Philly. Philly, I believe, is 1-9 against the spread in their last 10 as a road favorite. But what keeps me paused or keeps me away from betting the Toronto Raptors is just their lengthy injury report. Pascal Siakam and Gary Trent Jr. are supposed to return to action today, but it's not guaranteed. Otherwise, Toronto's still missing Fred VanVleet, who's is integral to Toronto's machine. And they're still missing Scotty Barnes, Precious Achiuwa, and OG Anunoby. Scotty Barnes and Precious Achiuwa are the two leading rebounders for the Toronto Raptors. And Fred VanVleet, is in the 100th percentile of point guards and on-off net rating at around plus 23 points per 100 possessions. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. So the Toronto Raptors struggle significantly when Fred VanVleet isn't on the floor. In fact, they got beat up 144-99 the other night against the Cleveland Cavaliers when they were missing all these players. So I can't fully endorse Toronto in this spot. I can only lean to them. Another game that I had my eye on but ultimately passed on is the 16-18 Los Angeles Lakers visiting the 10-24 Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets just got bludgeoned last night by the Charlotte Hornets. Lakers lost on Christmas to the Brooklyn Nets. If anything, I would bet against the Lakers, fade the Lakers and bet the Houston Rockets at right now it's plus 5.5, just because the Los Angeles Lakers are just an epically disappointing team right now. Anthony Davis is still sidelined with an injury, and he's going to be sidelined for the next month or so. Russell Westbrook and LeBron James just don't look like a fit. LeBron James is getting numbers, but the impact that he's playing with or that he has doesn't mirror the statistical performances that he's putting out. I mean, his numbers look good, but he's just, you know, he just can't take over the games like he could when he was younger. And Houston's been a pretty good team against the spread this season. In fact, they're 17-16-1 against the spread. So just a game under 500 ATS, whereas the Los Angeles Lakers are 12-22 against the spread. They're pretty terrible and been a very disappointing team to back. So I would, if anything, I would bet the Rockets plus 5.5, but it's more of a lean, not a like. And the other game that I had my eye on but won't put any action on is the Denver Nuggets, who are 16-16, visiting the 27-6 Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors are going to be without Draymond Green and Jordan Poole still. I'm not sure about Andrew Wiggins' status, which is part of the reason why I'm holding off on this. Also, Denver's got Aaron Gordon listed as questionable. So if Andrew Wiggins plays, that would make Aaron Gordon's availability just that much more important. If anything, I side with the Denver Nuggets getting 7.5 points right now. It's heavily juiced, so it looks like it's coming down. And it feels like we have some reverse line movement in this game. Apparently not. Apparently this game opened with the Warriors favored 7. It's ticking up to 7.5. So if it's going along the way of where the betting public is putting their money, which is on the Golden State Warriors. So if I were to make a play in this game, it would be with the Denver Nuggets at +7.5, just because no Draymond Green makes it a lot easier for Nikola Jokic to get his offense and to get other people involved. Then again, betting against the Warriors is a perilous move at this point in the season. They're the best team in the NBA by net efficiency, and they're just balling out. So I don't really see much of an advantage in betting the Denver Nuggets in the spot, so I'm not going to, but I do lean to the Nuggets. But that's your Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. Please shout me out on social media and share this podcast with fellow basketball bettors. Good luck, whether you fade or follow me, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.